This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. UK government ministers have implored conservative colleagues to rally behind their prime minister. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
British Prime Minister Liz Truss has had a rocky start to her premiership. A misfiring economic plan marred Truss's tumultuous first month in office and threw her party into disarray. Cabinet Minister Nadeem Sahawi said with 2 years until the next general election, the party should start rallying behind Truss to ensure they're re-elected. The pleas for unity come as lawmakers are set to return to Parliament from a two-week break. Karen Chamas, London.
At least three Buddhist temples near the site of a mass shooting and knife attack are at a Thailand daycare center held ceremonies Sunday to honor the 36 victims of Thursday's violence. The gun and knife attack on the Young Children's Development Center in Uthai Sawan was Thailand's deadliest mass killing. It robbed the small farming community of much of its youngest generation. The former police officer who stormed the building killed two dozen people at the daycare center before taking more lives as he fled. Police say he killed his wife and child before committing suicide. The UN nuclear watchdog says an external power line to Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, the biggest in Europe, has been repaired. Shelling disconnected the facility from the grid and forced it to resort to emergency diesel generators. The International Atomic Energy Agency said the 750 kilovolt line was reconnected to the plant on Sunday evening following repair work by Ukrainian engineers that enabled the plant to start switching off the generators that had kicked in to provide it with power after the line, its last connection to the grid, was cut early Saturday. This is VOA News. Protests ignited by the death of a young woman in police custody continued across Iran on Sunday, despite a fierce crackdown by authorities. As a human rights group said, at least 185 people, including children, had been killed in the unrest. Demonstrations that began September 17th at the funeral of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini have turned into the biggest challenges to Iran's clerical leaders in years. Protesters have been calling for the downfall of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Philippine police have killed three detained militants linked to the Islamic State group after they stabbed a jail officer and briefly held a detained former opposition senator in a failed escape attempt at the police headquarters in the capital region. The National Police Chief said Sunday that former Senator Leila de Lima was unhurt and taken to a hospital for a checkup following the brazen escape and hostage-taking attempt in a maximum security jail at the main police camp in metropolitan Manila. De Lima has been detained since 2017 and has been facing a trial for drug charges that she says were fabricated by former President Rodrigo Duterte, whose term ended in June. Charges fabricated, she said, to muzzle her criticism of his deadly anti-drugs crackdown. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said a decision by the OPEC Plus grouping to cut oil production was unhelpful and unwise for the global economy, especially emerging markets. She made the remarks to the Financial Times, which published them on Sunday. Yellen also criticized allies for being slow to send financial aid to Ukraine. She pointed out that some countries that had pledged assistance had not gotten around to disbursing it. Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen is expected to pledge to bolster the island's combat power and determined to improve its defenses when she makes a major speech on Monday. Democratic Taiwan, claimed by China as its own territory, has come under increasing military and political pressure from Beijing, especially after Chinese war games in early August that followed a Taipei visit by U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. French officials say more than 360 migrants were rescued Sunday while attempting the perilous crossing between the north coast of France and the south coast of England in small boats. Regional maritime boats and a French Navy patrol ship made multiple trips to rescue groups of people in distress in the English Channel. In all, they rescued 367 people, taking them to the French ports of Calais, Boulogne, and Dunkirk. You can find more on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. We also have an app you can download. Just search for VOA News. Via remote,